When you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show men they are fasting. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to men that you are fasting, but only to your Father, who is unseen. And your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you.
Come on and lift your Spirit, and good morning, Ted Lyme. This is the day that the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, this morning, when I said that rejoice, I thought about my friend Rejoice. And I pray for her this morning, wherever she is, because you just dropped her on my mind and therefore in my heart. Brothers and sisters, Father God, I'm sorry. Woo! Jesus, I'm excited this morning. I'm excited this morning. Brothers and sisters, yesterday we went and paid that money, all that money. Even the lady, when she took our money, said, "Man, I know you feel this." I start to say, "You don't know how much I feel it, having to pay it out like this." And it seems like for nothing when you have to make those big deposits. I'm going to share a couple things with you this morning. Then I want to pray. I feel led to pray for wives and husbands. Maybe because there's a guy on my heart named Freddie. And I know that his wife, he ended up in a divorce because of witchcraft. And I told him I would pray about it and ask God and seek God. But somebody did witchcraft. He only got married a couple months ago. And somebody didn't like it because of jealousy. Man, I hate that devil. I hate that devil of jealousy. I'm going to break that power this morning in the name of Jesus. I just want to tell you a couple things first. Two things. We went to cut the utilities on. I told you how much it was going to cost. So I knew in advance, but glory be to God and the help of the Tedliners, you sent the money. So we paid one in cash and we paid one on the card from the PayPal. So listen, I told you to build the church. I don't know how this happened. I told you that the church was 7,000 square feet. And that's what I really believed. I mean, I signed the papers and everything thinking the church was 7,000 square feet. Well, something happened. And I'm telling you, I've been in such a state. I gave the people the wrong phone number. I'll get it straight probably around February or March. I gave them the wrong number, but I gave them the right number, too. I gave them Brad Joe's number, and I gave them the office number, which was the wrong number. I transposed the number. So when they called around 1 o'clock, there was nobody here because I was out. I don't know. They say they called around 1 or something like that. Anyway, we missed them. Brother Joe is over there waiting for them to come. It gets to be around 4:35. He calls them up. We got the thing straight. But we had called them up before because they won't put the internet in and the phone till Monday. You know we need internet to broadcast from over there. And you need phone. So anyway, Brother Joe finally got somebody and they agreed to come. This is what happened. They said they were going to send a lineman out to turn on the lights on the other half of the church. Brother Joe, the lineman comes after waiting an hour. It's dark now. Brother Joe's over there waiting. So when they finally get there, they told Brother Joe he could leave. So Brother Joe came back to the office where I was here working. And We get this phone call, this frantic phone call. And the lineman says, you got to come back over here. You got to come over here now. So, I don't know. I think Brother Joe couldn't understand. He was mumbling. So, I said, Brother Joe, I'm going to go with you. We get to Sheridan Street and turn the corner. And brothers and sisters, it's lights flashing everywhere. It's dark. And I said to myself, did they blow the church up? Because, see, I know the devil. I shouldn't have been thinking, but I know the devil. So I'm thinking the devil didn't let them blow the church up. Oh, my God. It's three big trucks with the thing up to the pole. Light, red lights, yellow lights, blue lights. I told Brother Joe, I wish I had filmed it. I got to get in the habit of taking pictures. Brothers and sisters, we get up there and they're there, the realtor is there, and the guy comes over to Brother Joe and says, I'm sorry. But a squirrel, it looks like a squirrel, ate into the power line. And we got to put another transformer up here. And Brother Joe goes to look for the realtor. He can't find him because he was somewhere. And I'm thinking he can't find him. Brothers and sisters, I made a big mistake, and I got to clear that up this morning. At that moment, the Lord said, everything is all right. But the lineman says in the conversation to Brother Joe, he said, man, you know this place is 17,000 square feet. I looked, I said, 17,000 square feet. I said, 17,000 square feet. I went back, I pulled the paperwork out. I went back to the list. Brothers and sisters, our church is 17,000 square feet. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. I said, now how did I do this? Because I know 7,000 square feet is big. Probably if I had known it was 17,000 square feet, I don't know, I probably would still be thinking about it. The church is 17,000 square feet. I said, God, you know, you full of surprises. You are never in my wildest imagination, because I would have thought I can't afford that. I can't afford no 17,000. And you know what, God, let me know. You're right. You can't. But 17, you know, that's nothing for me. I want you. Whatever, that's a sign to us. Remember? Remember, we still in this fast. However you're doing it, it doesn't matter. God multiplied that building. God multiplied the building. You're right. That's a lot of church. And you know what? We need every bit of it for all of the ministries coming out of it. all of the ministries it's going to cover. So we have a church that's 17,000 square feet big. And then the Lord said, you see all them lights was blazing. You see all them flashing lights. You see all that. You could see, not only do they know we there, the whole neighborhood knows. The whole neighborhood knows that we there. You hear me? The whole neighborhood knows. Those lights was flashing. You could see it a block away. That's why I thought somebody had blown the church up. The Holy Ghost said, you see all that excitement. You see all them flashing lights and all that. He said, you ain't seen nothing. He said, I showed it to you outside the church so you could see what's going to take place inside the church. I said, whoa, God, whoa. So I'm in awe of this awesome God this morning. Thank you, Pastor Michael. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. Psalm 18:19. Absolutely. Absolutely. So what we're going to do, we left, the lineman said, you could go on home. The realtor was there. His name is Carlos. And God sent him. And we got a new transformer. That's right. Oh, yes. Yes, Pat. And we got a new transformer. God used a squirrel. God used a squirrel. This morning, we are going to repent for thinking too small, I'm going to repent for thinking I know how God's going to do something. I will never set my heart again into any kind of way that I think God is going to do anything, and I'm going to let him do it, because he does it so much better than me. You're right, Mary. What an intro. You absolutely right. It was like fireworks. It was like Christmas all over again. Like, and all of it was coming out of one place. The property the church is on. I know those Pentecostals from the 50s would be glad to know this today. And somehow, I believe that the Lord probably gave the vision to the pastor that he had built that church for himself. And now it's going to come to pass. So, awesome isn't even, I can't find a word better than awesome. But I'm going to tell you something. Ride the wave with me. Ride the wave with me. So that when your blessing comes, you are prepared for it. You already prepared for it. You got everything in place so that the wave just have to roll over it. Like, you know what? A tsunami is a wave. It's a big wave. It's a big wave. It's a big wave. The wave is already rolling in. Brothers and sisters, I'm telling you for your benefit, if you didn't give, you need to. You need to. It's not the amount. It's the where your heart is at. Where your heart is at. You see, I've been in some churches. I've been in some mega churches, mega. And all I ever said was, wow, look what God did. Look what God is capable of doing. Look what he's capable of doing. And some of you, God got to get you in the flow. I talked to somebody yesterday. Everything they told me, you know, they say, well, since I went on this fast, this has been happening. Somebody died. Somebody this. Somebody that. And you know what I'm saying? Get ready for your breakthrough. I said, go get you some money right now and send it over here. Send it in this project and watch what God does. I told that person that because they need a miraculous move of God. Now, this whole ministry is in the flow of miracles. I told you, though. Some of you may not believe me because you don't know me. And it's not me that you got to know. It's God. But God moves and operates and orchestrates through people. So when you see somebody else riding that wave, I don't know much about surfing, but y'all know Johnny with the oil? He's a surfer. He is a surfer. And I mean, they told Johnny, he said that he wasn't going to be nothing but a surf bum all his life. I think they call them surf bums. I don't know what they, but anyway, these people who just love riding them waves and they don't do nothing but live on the beach and ride the waves. There's a wave. There is a wave. Not only is there a wave, but there's also a all at the same time. It's happening all at the same time. A wave, a wind, a shaking, a moving. But it ain't standing still. You hear me? I'm not asking you to give me no money to get to church. We got it. I asked you to give me an offering to help it flow. That was done with the with the lights. Then I got to replace the sign out front more than anything. I got to clean the carpet and the pews. I can't go in there dirty. We can clean it, but I want it professionally done because I want it sanitized. It's got to be sanitized because I got to kill any and all parasites that may have dust mites, parasites, columbella, whatever. I got to kill all them ites. You need to get on the floor for yourself. Don't be mad when all these people they gave, things start turning. Now, those of you that pay tithes here, you already in the flow. You're already in the flow because you had already declared your position. Some of you others, you ain't never declared no position. You know, like Joshua say, are you with me? Or are you for me? Or are you against me? Ingrid, I see what you got up here. You say, thank you, Jesus. Man, I can't. For blessing my daughter and ultimately our family and home. Hallelujah. She hasn't slept one night in nearly 2 years without a nightlight on and all her mirrors covered. She slept last night without both being done, and she slept wonderfully. Glory be to God. brothers and sisters, see, some of you think you don't have it because you don't see it happening right now. With your finite vision and your finite meaning having an end to, God is infinite. God, just like me, he had you in a making position. He had to make you some more, like baking bread. Bread, he's the bread of life. He had to bake you some more. He had to cause that sweet smelling fragrance of himself to be able to flow through you. I'm upset. Even although all these good things are happening, I'm upset because I want God to bless you with a wife, if you don't have one, or with a husband. Now, I'm not saying this, and those of you whose husbands or wives are not living up to God's best. So therefore, you've been praying for them a long time. I want you to have the wife or the husband that God ordained for you to have in the first place. It's time for your wives and your husbands to come out of that demonic fog and get saved. It is time for you to reap the benefits of all that God has promised you for real. And it all starts, brothers and sisters, with one person. When you see it begin to happen with one person, especially if that one person or persons are your covering, it is bound to happen for you too. If your covering is of the right spirit, if your covering, whoever that may be, your pastor, your spiritual leader, I hate the fact that some of them now, so to get money, call themselves life coaches. Phooey. Jesus say your minister is of the right spirit. They want you to prosper. They want you to have the best. They want you to have the excellency of God. They desire that for you. Why? Because they know if you have it, they gonna have it. Not from you, but from God. So Kirk Franklin say, for all those of you who think God's forgotten about you in the struggle.
To all my people in the struggle, you think God's forgotten about you. Here's some pain medicine. Let's go! You in your car.
Pain medicine. Get your paper towels ready. Get you some anointing oil. Get your paper towels ready. We're going to have us a little deliverance in about 4 minutes and 7 seconds.
To all my people in the struggle, you think God's forgotten about you. Here's some pain medicine. Let's go! You in your car. You at the house. On your job. Be encouraged, boo. Come on. come a mighty long way. That's why we love you. Come on.
Exodus chapter 3, verse 14. Exodus chapter 3, verse 14. When Moses questioned God and asked God, he said, "Who shall I tell him sent me?" In Exodus chapter 3, verse 14, God said unto Moses, "I am that I am." And God said, "Thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me unto you. I am. I am all and everything that you need me to be." God is all and everything that you need him to be, brothers and sisters. He is the great I am.
Nothing is too hard, and I am your shepherd. I am the door. I am the good news to the bound and the poor. I am
I want to share this with you here. Exodus 34:14. For thou shalt worship no other God, for the Lord, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God. Now, we know that this devil perverts everything God does, God says, God has. He does that. And all throughout the Bible, it talks about being provoked to jealousy. It talks about that was over there in 1 Kings 14:22. Judah did evil in the sight of the Lord, and they provoked him to jealousy with their sins and more than their fathers had done. They provoked God to jealousy, you know, with strange gods. And the psalmist cried out, Lord, are you going to be angry forever? And shall your jealousy burn like fire? Now, that's the jealousy that God calls us not to enter into. But then there's a jealousy, the Bible says, that is as cruel as the grave. Cruel jealousy as the grave. And that's in the Song of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 6. It talks about being set like a seal, I believe. So this morning, I'm sorry to tell some of you, you've been cursed. And you've been cursed not because you've done anything. I think the Bible calls it a transgression. There's somebody, especially on this line this morning, and I know they shoot them curses at me. You know, they just shoot them because I have witches that hate me, and tell you the truth, I hate what's in them too, so they ain't doing me no. As a matter of fact, the more haters the more they spew out, the more blessed I am, because, you know, the Bible says, where sin abounds, there doth grace abound much more. So that's somebody sinning against you. But it says, you know, it's talking about, for love is strong as death, and jealousy is cruel as the grave. So the two most powerful forces that I have found in this Bible is love and death. But you see, jealousy causes stuff to die, causes stuff to wither up and die. I hope I haven't lost any sound or anything. Jealousy somebody say the volume is low on Spreaker. Jealousy, let's see what's happening here. Jealousy, brothers and sisters, is bad. It's just bad. And it unlooses bad stuff. It actually unlooses death. Jealousy, when people project those demons, see, jealousy is like a trajectory. It can be projected at somebody. And because it comes out of the heart of a person, it makes it even that much worse. Whoa, what is this? Okay, good now. Thank you, God. Thank you. So this morning, people have sinned against you. People have sinned against me because they projected those demons of jealousy, which, by the way, come out of the heart. Yep. So, and it's perversion. That's why perversion operates with it. I think I got a teaching on it. But I tell you who used to have a wonderful teaching on jealousy was Creflo Dollar. He had used to have it about, oh God, what, 20 years ago, Bro Joe? Yeah, about 20 years ago, Creflo Dollar did this teaching on jealousy. And I've never seen anybody break it down like that. So I have to try to find my old teaching on jealousy so that I can make that available to you. But you see, pretty soon when I open up the church, I ain't gonna have no problem getting more organized. That's why I'm not as organized as I should be. But back to the teaching. The Bible says jealousy is as cruel as the grave. Over there in Song of Solomon 8:6. And you don't want anybody to be operating against you in jealousy and you not know it. Now, we may not know it. And sometimes you can't know about that jealousy thing until the Lord reveal it, because it's never who, basically in 35 years this year of deliverance, I have never known it to be, because I don't look for jealousy. I understand it biblically. I understand it definitively. But I don't understand it in my heart, because I've never, ever been jealous of anybody in my whole life. And especially how people can be jealous of the things of God is beyond me, because you ain't supposed to have everything somebody else has. You're supposed to have what God got for you to have and use. And if he brings you around somebody, you know, you can thank him for what he's going to use you to learn from that person. But there's absolutely, positively no reason under the heavens for you to be jealous of them. And there's absolutely, positively no reason under the heavens for them to be jealous of you. But you got a lot of people out here bound by covetousness. You know that devil? Covetousness. They want what they see. Because some lying devil done told them that they could have whatever they see. No, the gifts and giftings of God are given and distributed by him. You can have what he wants you to have. Period. That's the real truth. So some people need to accept the truth and go on with Jesus. But I tell you what, the Bible says he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So this is what I want you to, I'm going to wrap this up with this, and then I'm going to cast out that demon of jealousy and perversion this morning. In the name of Jesus. In Matthew chapter 3, verse 17, it says, "And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Brothers and sisters, there's no way God's going to be well pleased with you with jealousy in your heart. There's no way God's going to be well pleased with you with covetousness in your heart. There's no way God's going to be well pleased with you, brothers and sisters. It ain't going to happen. You know why? Because it brings on a seared conscience. Look it up in the Bible, a seared conscience. I see so many people daily with a seared conscience. I just look at them. And I just wonder, God, do they know they have a seared conscience? Do they know that? Do they know that their conscience has been so burnt by and enshrouded in darkness that they can't even perceive, know, and understand you? That's what happens. That's what happens. You know why? Because this, look it up. I don't have time to teach it this morning. But I'm going to find my old teaching. Maybe you could find my teaching on jealousy, Jose, and put it up on YouTube. It's probably under covetousness and a seared conscience. And put that up on YouTube. Brothers and sisters, there it is, 1 Timothy 4 and 2. Speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. That's the King James Version she got up there. 1 Timothy 4 and 2. Well, see, all those things work together. And they work together because I've taught you and I've shared with you that there's no such thing as one demon. No such thing. If a person got one demon, then they got a cluster of demons. There is absolutely no such thing as one demon. But then your God never separates them. Man has done that. These deliverance preachers, each person teaching from their own revelation. But deliverance comes through the word of God. Now you are clean through the word that I have spoken unto you. That's why I'm so happy to have a church, because deliverance belongs in the church. It belongs in the church. It belongs by the seashore. It belongs in the fields. It belongs on the streets. It belongs in the country. But it has to emanate from the church. From the church. Why? Because Christ is the head of the church. Praise God. He's the head of the church, I say. And God is going to have a church. And God is going to get a church out of a church. Woo! I love it. So right now, repeat after me. I renounce every spirit, every demon, every demonic influence that has been projected towards me. Oh, you know what else jealousy will do? It'll dry up your finances. Those spirits that they unloose through jealousy, it'll make your wallet, your purse, appear to have a hole blown at the bottom. That's in the Bible too. If somebody can find that scripture, I don't have time to look it up this morning. Matthew chapter 3. In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent. I want you to repent right now. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I want you to repent for not believing God when he showed you who that jealousy was operating through, who that covetousness was operating through. Who, when God showed you who had their conscience seared and you ignored it. You ignored it. You need to repent right now in the name of Jesus. Ask God to help you. Ask God to open up the eyes of your understanding. But you know what? It happened to me too. Remember, when you got born again for real, God gave you a new heart, a tender heart, a pliable heart, a heart that desires his will. And that bad, bad devil, he said, I'm going to take that tender heart. I'm going to squash it. I'm going to squeeze it. I'm going to squeeze it. I'm going to put so much pressure on that heart. What is that called? Oppression. 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 That's why so many people go to the doctor thinking they're having a heart attack. Because them witches know how to put that kind of oppression on you. Make your heart, oh well, that's another teaching. Right now, I want you to renounce the spirit of jealousy. I want you to repent first for not recognizing God when he was trying to show you, when he was trying to spare you of this oppression and this pain and this heartache. Now, I want you to tell God you're sorry and ask him to help you not take that on again. That you won't take that on again. Take what? Somebody say, take what? You ain't been listening to me. And I'm not going to repeat it just for you. One thing you have to do, you have to listen on this tail line with your spirit man. Because your carnal man and your carnal nature isn't even going to half understand what I'm saying. Why? Because I'm saying straight word of God. And the carnal man can't understand it because it's spiritually understood. Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. And the same John, at his raiment of camel's hair and a leather girdle about his loins, and his meat was locusts and wild honey. Then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region round about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance, and think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat unto the garner. But he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbid him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answering said unto him, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill our righteousness. Then he suffered him, and Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I break and destroy any words spoken over myself and anyone on this timeline that anything that you have given me or us shall be taken away from us and given to another. It's a lie in the name of Jesus. And Father God, too many people believe that they can just take something from a child of God. Lord God, today it ends, Lord God, because your Son said, give not that which is holy unto the dogs, Father God. Your word says it. And I break the power of all serpentine witchcraft, serpentine magic. I break the power of all covetous words this morning. I destroy the perversion behind those words. I break and destroy every demon, Father God, that unloose the through any seared conscience, the spirit of lust and perversion and covetousness through the demon of jealousy. I bind you all up together with that master demon called jealousy and covetousness. And in the name of Jesus, I command all you demons, go get out of these people. Loose your stronghold this morning. Go! I break the power of jealousy. I command any jealous word curses to fall to the ground right now in the name of Jesus, non-effective. I command you to dissipate and be consumed with the fire of God this morning. I break the power of all jealousy curses, especially curses unloosed through the mouth, word curses, where and eye curses, where they looked upon something that belonged to somebody else. And the covetous demon in them was so strong that it began to bring travesty and destruction. Go in the name of Jesus. Loose your stronghold and get out. Loose these people in the name of Jesus. I break and destroy the spirit of lack in Jesus' name. Go right now. Unloose through jealousy and covetousness. I break your power in the name of Jesus. Go. 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 Loose your stronghold and go. Go. Out. All sickness in the body projected and trajected through jealousy. Get out. Get out. Father God, you are the great I am. This morning, we take you. We yield to the spirit of I am God. You are. Jesus, you are. Holy Spirit, you are. Burn up with fire every illegitimate, evil, covetous, jealous thought this morning. I command you to dissipate and burn. Be consumed by the fire of God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Loose their children. I break and destroy the power of all witchcraft covetousness. Go, get out. Loose their children. Loose their children's children from this evil power, this evil force. Go this morning in the name of Jesus. Now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, every area that's been emptied out, fill with your goodness. Fill with your goodness. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I call forth righteous wives, righteous husbands. I call forth restoration in the marriage and the family lives. Restoration to your goodness, God, to your goodness. Fill us up to overflowing with your goodness. Everywhere a vacuum was created because of jealousy, fill with your blessing. Shower us this morning with the latter rain outpouring of your goodness. Give us peace. Give us peace. In the name of Jesus. Somebody, you just felt a little fluttering in your heart. That was the Holy Spirit healing something in your physical heart. Thank you. Another person, you just got relief off your neck. Feel it, God. Feel this morning in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Another person, your mandible. I don't know if you had TMJ or something in your mandible. Thank you, Lord God. Lord God, reveal to them where jealousy that was transgressed upon them has caused any type of affliction in their body. Let them feel it. Let them lay hands on that area right now. Even I got my hand laying on my wallet, on my cell phone with my credit cards in it and my little money. If somebody has because of jealousy, caused your money to be dried up, go get your wallet, checkbook, or credit card, or whatever you got and lay hands on it right now. Sudden increase, sudden multiplication. Lord God, multiply the blessings that have been hindered through jealousy. I thank you for it this morning. 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 Thank you. Thank you. I thank you for it this morning. I thank you for it. I thank you for it. Thank you. Thank you for it this morning. I thank you for restoring everything that the cankerworm, the palmer worm, and the locust unloosed through jealousy has destroyed. I thank you for marriage restoration, family reconciliation this morning. I thank you. I thank you for it. I truly thank you for it this morning. Brothers and sisters, oh, how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. Unity, God. I thank you for unity in the spirit this morning. I thank you for unity in the flesh this morning. I thank you for unity. Oh, God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, God, there are no limits with you. No limits.
No limitations in the spirit. There are no limitations in the glory realm. No limitations in the spirit. There are no limitations in the glory realm. No limitations in the spirit. There are no limitations in the glory realm. No limitations in the spirit. There are no In the spirit there are no limitations in the glory realm. No limitations. In the spirit there are no limitations in the glory realm. No limitations. In the spirit there are no limitations in the glory realm.
Sisters, I thank you this morning for sharing with me your anointing. I thank you this morning. God, I am, you delivered us from the unfruitful works of darkness of jealousy. And brothers and sisters, I'm going to keep hitting this demon until it restores everything that the devil has used it to steal from us. This is Erica Shepherd, the Tan Line, coming to you from the mountaintop in Dalton, Georgia, where God is calling you to come up higher. I thank you. This is Jesus Believers Church. I see you tomorrow if the Lord say the same.